Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dave Flyer back with you on 720 WGN. There aren't many big cities across America that can boast a generation of broadcasters within the same family and the same market. But we have many in Chicago, between the Ponces, the Jiggets, the Jordans, and the Holtz. Now, Lester Holt spent 19 years with CBS before landing here in Chicago at CBS2, where he spent 14 years anchoring the 10 o'clock news. And in 2000 began what has been 15 successful years as co-anchor of the Weekend Today Show, the weekend edition of NBC Nightly News, Dateline, and is now the anchor of the NBC Nightly News. So one of his two sons, Stefan, was born in Chicago during the time his father was a news anchor here, grew up on the north side, Sox fan, which we won't talk about today, and later followed in his father's footsteps in the business, started at KABC in Los Angeles, NBC News in London, on to WPBF in West Palm Beach, before landing here in Chicago at NBC5. I can't believe it's been like almost 5 years. Yeah. And now Friday marks the final day on air in Chicago as he accepts his new job as anchor of the 4 p.m. news at WNBC in New York. So tonight we bid farewell to our pal Stefan Holt. Congratulations,
Thank
man.
Thank you very much, Dave. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm sad to leave.
You know, it's so much fun to watch you in the morning, and I can just tell you, and I told you this off air too, kind of a rising star, and I see,
thank you.
You'll be hosting the Today Show someday. That's what I'm thinking.
One step at a time. You know, it's I got to tell you, it was a dream come true to come here to Chicago and to be here at Channel 5 for 5 years, just about 5 years, yeah. And working on the morning newscast for 4 years. This is an awesome place. For news, it's an awesome place to live. It's an awesome place to be a sports fan.
It is.
And
it is.
So Chicago's a very special place in my heart. So it's bittersweet. It's exciting. This is a great challenge. It's a great opportunity. I'll be a lot closer to my family.
That's true. That's
my
true.
Mom is
just
really,
a few floors.
Just a few
floors. Really?
Hey, Dad, what's going on?
Yeah.
You want to grab lunch?
Yeah.
It'll be that. My mom's talking about family dinners all over again.
That's cool.
And
how cool
so, yeah,
is
we're
that?
Looking forward to that.
Now, you know, watching your dad grow up in Chicago here, what was it that engaged you to get into the world of broadcasting?
That's funny. You know, I spent a lot of time as a kid going to work with my dad. And I remember Channel 2 here in Chicago,
yeah.
WBBM,
the old
building.
Barn.
The old barn, yeah. On McClurg Court.
Yeah.
That old building.
Yeah.
And just going there with my dad, the old Siskel and Ebert studio was over there.
Yeah.
And just watching, just soaking it all in.
A lot of history there. That's where the Kennedy-Nixon debates were.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And I remember my dad telling me that story, that this is where the debate happened. So, you know, it started at an early age. And throughout high school and even college, I think there were times that I wanted to do different things. You know, but even in high school in New York, I remember going with my dad to the Today Show set, mm-hmm. and at 14 years old, waking up at the crack of dawn to
That's
go
cool.
watch live TV.
Yeah. So I remember the story when your father, Lester, told me that while he was at NBC News in the early days, that you submitted one of your first stories kind of on your own.
This was when I was at Pepperdine,
yeah.
and I was I was going to college at Pepperdine in Southern California, and Southern California known for its huge wildfires. Mm-hmm. So, there was a big fire that surrounded the campus. And actually, in this particular fire, there were several fires at Pepperdine while I was there. But this one was actually across Pacific Coast Highway. Burned several mansions down, celebrity mansions. And I had a camera because I was a broadcast telecom student. And I grabbed a camera and started rolling on it. Little did I know, the L.A. County Fire Department had blocked both ends of Pacific Coast Highway. So news crews couldn't get through. I was right across the street from where the fire was, so I was getting awesome footage of L.A. County fire choppers dive bombing the flames with their water buckets. And I had a phone number for a producer at the Jay Leno show, and I called her. I was like, hey, I got this tape, you know, do you guys want it? Do you want to use it? And she's like, oh, I don't know. You know, don't call us. We'll call you. Then my phone's blowing up with producers from Burbank and from New York saying, hey, give us this footage. We understand you're the closest one to the fire. Yeah, and it ended up on the Today Show. And that was my first real taste of breaking news and my first real taste of thinking, hey, you know what? I could do this.
Yeah, really obviously. Like that just kind of shows the hunger you had even going to school for obviously this medium.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I absolutely. I really soaked it in when I was in college. You know, talking about going to work with my dad as a kid, I think that was kind of the beginning of that spark.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once I began to do internships and really start to talk to my dad about what this career and what this job entails, I realized this is what I want to do.
Well, usually, you know, you get your first internship in like Kansas, like WPIG or something. You start right off the bat at KABC in L.A.
Yeah, that was my first internship.
Not too bad.
Yeah, I was there at Channel 7 in L.A. And I also did an internship in London at the NBC News Bureau, a big foreign desk there. Yeah. So we covered a lot of international news. And, you know, those were my early experiences. And then, you know, working in West Palm Beach, Florida, that was a great place for local news.
Yeah.
You know, Palm Beach, the time that I was there was right as the economy collapsed. South Florida, you think of those dazzling high-rise buildings on the waterfront.
Yeah.
Really, it was a scary time there because they were building buildings and then stopping them because nobody wanted to move down there.
Sure.
Bernie Madoff was going on while I was down there. It was a really interesting time to be in South Florida.
And then all of a sudden, our very own Larry Wirt, who's here now.
Yes,
Larry. You know, gets you to do some reporting and weekend anchoring.
That's
and
right.
And then weekend mornings for the past 5 years. You've really, you yourself, I think your personality is so fabulous to watch. I think you kicked him up to like second place, sometimes first place behind the WGN Morning News. I have to say that. Everybody's. But quite an accomplishment, you know, in a major market like Chicago.
It's a great market. I mean, this is a, as far as local news markets go, Chicago is amazing.
Nothing short of exciting.
It's just the quality of news here, the quantity of news that happens here, and I think the fact that people watch local news here, they are really. They love their local news here, and I remember that as a Chicagoan growing up, watching, you know, Bill Curtis and Walter Jameson on the newscast, watching my dad on the newscast as well, and you know, realizing that the local news here is something that people value, and that's really special. That's really unique here in Chicago. I love the fact that people are really invested in the information that they see on TV,
and in the people that they're watching too. I mean, there's a trust factor here when you're watching an anchor, obviously.
Absolutely, and that's why it was such a privilege and honor for me to be here for the last 5 years. You know, it's been a great team too. The people at Channel 5 are awesome, amazing quality journalists. Just a great shop to work for.
Now, 5 years from now, you're talking about your past, and let's just say you're hosting Weekend Today or something like that. And they say, what do you remember about your 5 years in Chicago? What were some of the top stories that really made an impact, whether it was serious news, sports, weather, whatever it might be? What would you look back on?
This has been such a pivotal time in Chicago history, and I think of all the big events that have happened. I think of the fun things, like the Blackhawks winning the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of the scary things as well. The crime here in Chicago, I think of the corruption. I was here for the end of the Blagojevich trial. You know, and several other
corruption's really been going on for about 100 years. Maybe actually, I'm being generous. Let's say 135 years.
It's been going on for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's you know, just all these stories that are just so classic Chicago. But I also think of this being a pivotal time in the city's history. We look at the city's finances. We look at the racial issues going on in Chicago, the issues with law enforcement that are going on right now.
Education.
Yeah. Oh, it's huge. I mean, Chicago Public Schools, the challenges that are going with the teachers, with the students, with the parents.
Yeah.
And, you know, to think that I was here during that time, you know, like I said, it's an honor to be able to talk about those stories. I'm never going to forget them. And I know that these stories are going to continue to evolve and grow and change as the city will.
And so many of them have been national news stories
well.
And, you know, and I say this, being at WNBC in New York, you do get opportunities to do some network things because you are in that building and you are well known. So I'm sure you'll be reporting on things going on in Chicago for years to come.
Yeah. You know, and I've always said if there's a New York connection to a Chicago story or vice versa,
I'm there, right?
I'm there. I told my boss here, Channel 5 is, look, you know what, let me at him. So
cool.
It's exciting. You know, New York is a new opportunity. It's an exciting challenge. You know, my wife and I are excited to make it our home and be close to my family there.
I've got a test for you when we get back.
Oh, boy.
See how much you know about New York. I do. Now, what are you going to miss here? I know you have a fascination with our transit system.
Yes.
I know you love dining in and around the city. What are the things that you're going to say, or at least when you come back here, you got to go do?
You know, I'm gonna really miss the lakefront.
Yeah,
really miss. I'm a big biker,
and
I actually commute on my bike. I've actually been holding off the bike for the last few months because of the cold.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, when the weather gets nice, there's nothing better after a long day at work than putting on my helmet,
sure,
getting on the bike, going up Lakeshore Drive, up the bike path, and you've got the water on one side, dazzling skyline on the other. I mean, that's really unique. I don't think there's any other city in America that has something quite like that.
Stefan Holt is a hardworking, serious, and award-winning journalist who connects well with his viewers, as a station rep from WNBC. That's quite a compliment.
That is. That is. No, it's an honor. It really is. It's a great place, and I'm just excited. I'm glad that they're excited to have me join the team, and looking forward to it.
All right, when we come back, we're going to test your knowledge on the city you're relocating to. It'll look at why Chicago kicks New York's ass all over the place. We're
okay.
going to do that with NBC's Stefan Holt next on 720 WGN.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
All right, it's Dave Player on 720 WGN, and we're bidding farewell for now to NBC5's Stefan Holt as he's taking his next journey to New York City. Okay, here's a couple of things that I've looked up that I think, and you'll have to agree or disagree, because now you've had your taste of New York. You lived there for quite some time as well, so you know the differences between New York and Chicago. I'm going to say our flag's better.
I love the city of Chicago flag. I love the story behind it.
There's
great.
A beauty behind it. Do you know what all the stars are represent?
Oh, boy. Okay, one. I'm trying to remember. I know one is the Chicago Fire.
Yep.
One is the Chicago River.
Nope. Chicago, the 1893 World's Fair.
The World's Fair. That's right. The World's Fair.
Century of Progress. No, that's the other
that's
one.
That's right.
And right down the street from our studios, it's right.
Fort Dearborn. That's right.
There you go.
That's
boom,
right.
Boom.
I knew there was a story behind it.
You did. Absolutely.
Just remembering exactly what it was.
Number two, I'm going to say Lake Michigan, and you already said it.
Yes.
It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have that access as much in New York to just take your bike and go do that.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Cost of living.
There's a little as bit we're of a quickly difference. Finding out.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. You know, New York has a couple living in a 240 square foot apartment for about $1,500 a month. So, you know, that one might be a little tough.
That's
a little tough. It's easy to enjoy, I think, our restaurant scene at a drop of a hat. You really need to get some reservations when you're walking somewhere in New York City. Here you can walk in most cases, depending on where you're going.
Yeah.
What are your favorite places to restaurants around town here?
Oh, man. I mean, there's so many. Where's one of the places? I'm trying to think. We've been to so many in the last couple of weeks. You know, it's just trying to eat at all these places before we go.
Is there a cuisine you love here? Like, is Italian?
I love Italian
steaks?
Food.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of steaks. I love steaks.
Yeah.
Chicago Cut Steakhouse is one of my favorite places to go.
Yeah.
Just grab lunch there.
Yeah.
And I like going there. I went to see their new seafood place as well. I'm trying to think. We've been eating out. It's a whirlwind of places that we've been out to.
That's true.
But you know, I also just like another place on the corner. We live up in Lakeview, and there's a bunch of sushi places we'll just go and hang out. That's the hard part with working mornings. And one of the reasons I'm excited to work afternoons is
you don't have to dine with all the seniors at 4:30 in the
<That's>
afternoon.
<right. laughs> The Denny's senior special is just getting a little old.
Right. Now, I'm going to say something very cliche about our hot dogs and deep dish pizza, but you know, they've got Nathan's out there.
Yes,
I get that.
Coney
Island. But I'm a Vienna hot dogs. I mean, there's something about a Chicago hot dog. But the pizza, I love our deep dish here. I love our crunchy pizza here. I feel like New York pizza, and I lived in New York for 3 years, so I know New York pizza. You could pretty much wring it out before you eat it. You have to I remember watching Letterman in the early days, and he would take a napkin and he would just soak
you gotta
the
blot
grease
it.
Out of it. You gotta
and then you got to fold it. You know, I've already got that down. I'm a pizza connoisseur. I could eat pizza for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack time. Yeah. I love pizza. I actually like the differences between New York and Chicago style pizza because sometimes I'm in the mood for deep dish. Other times I'm up for Chicago
for
bar style
slice.
Pizza or I'm going for a slice over in Greenwich Village. You know, it just depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
Here's a big one. We didn't destroy our iconic baseball stadium.
Yankee Stadium. Yes.
Did you grow up going to Yankee Stadium at all?
So when I was
you when you lived there?
I was in New York for high school. We moved right after seventh grade. I went to Francis Parker here in Chicago. And then after seventh grade, we moved to New York. And it's funny, actually, right after I moved was the Subway Series between the Mets and the Yankees. I've always been an American League guy. I mean, maybe it's just it started with
the
White
blood.
Sox. It's just in my blood.
Yeah.
And even growing up on the north side. So I love the Cubbies, too.
Yeah.
I'm hoping both teams do well this
year.
But
as far as stadiums are concerned, U.S. Cellular is a great field. But Wrigley, I'm kind of concerned about because I'm seeing pictures and I'm driving by there. And opening day is just a couple weeks away.
Yes,
I'm not quite sure how
mess.
You're going to get through that
yeah,
right now. Yeah,
exactly.
Garbage on the streets. You know, we put our garbage in garbage cans.
No alleys in New York. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a little something too. You can always see in Chicago the cast of SNL performing at Second City first.
That's right.
Before they get there.
Live from New York.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We only have one building that says Trump on it. You've got to deal with that.
There's
hell of
probably
a lot more.
40 of them.
Yeah, exactly.
just in Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yep. Blackhawks hockey.
I've got a lot of love for the Blackhawks. Yeah.
All right. So the city of New York, I'm going to ask you some questions, is made up of how many boroughs?
Five boroughs.
Okay. All right.
Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Staten Island.
Boom. How many bridges go into New York City? How many bridges?
Into Manhattan?
Let's say the Isle of Manhattan.
Bridges. So you've got Brooklyn, Manhattan, Williamsburg, 59th. You got the Triborough RFK Bridge, they call
You're
now.
You're doing way better than I could
There's the
Washington.
George Washington Bridge. Yeah, that's on the Hudson. I'm trying to think. There's the other ones on the river up in the Bronx. Yeah.
Yeah.
The one on Henry Hudson Park.
Willis Avenue.
Willis Avenue Bridge.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Third
Alexander
Avenue, right?
Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a load of them. There's a load of them.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to be an obscure one, and you're going to be like, what the hell are you asking me this for? What year did the first Broadway show have its first long-run musical that has made Broadway what it is today?
Long-run musical?
Yeah, is it 1905, 18... Just think from an era standpoint. 1905, 1857, 1911, or 1933?
I'm going to say 1905.
You know, I would have thought that or the 33, and it was 1857.
1857,
there was
okay.
something called The Elves.
The Elves? Oh.
In 1857 on Broadway.
No longer on Broadway, The Elves.
Official fruit of the state of New York.
Oh, that's a good one.
The pear, the mulberry, the prune, or the apple? Come on.
The big apple?
The big apple. Big apple. That's an easy one. According to the American Film Institute, what's the best movie that has really captured the city of New York? Is it Taxi Driver, King Kong, which is about 1933? It did cover the city.
That's right.
Manhattan, Escape from New York, and this was Saturday Night Fever.
Oh,
really looked at the gritty part of what New York was all about, really probably more in the 70s.
Yeah, more in the 70s. Probably Taxi Driver.
It was Taxi Driver. It was Martin
Scorsese
and Robert De Niro, Jodie Foster.
You talking to me?
Yeah, exactly. So, you're going to have a great time there. I mean, this is going to be fabulous.
Excited.
And have you started house hunting yet?
Yes, we are. You mentioned the cost of living, and we're right in the process of that. It's different. I mean, it's a different sort of living in New York, but we're excited. I think we're close to finding a place, somewhere that's easy for me to commute to.
I'm going
to
guess your first network call is going to be, hey, we need you to fill in for Carson Daly or Willie Geist on the Today Show. That's what I'm telling you. And you remark my word, that's what's going to happen.
You know what? If that day happens, I'm going to give you a call.
All right. That sounds good.
And I'll let you know.
That sounds good. Well, I think you do a fabulous job. You're truly a nice guy.
Thank you.
And wish you the best. NBC5, soon to be WNBC, Stephen Holtz. And again, we'll touch base to hear about your new journey once you get settled out there.
I'll be back here to visit, so we'll have to hang out again.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, top stories are next on 720 WGN.